Chapter 24. Chastisement for the one who enjoins the good and forbids the evil, but acts otherwise.
Allah the Exalted says in the Quran,
أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Do you enjoin piety and righteousness on the people, and you forget to practice it yourselves while you recite the scripture? Have you then no sense?
And Allah also says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do?
كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
Most hateful it is with Allah that you say that which you do not do.
And Allah also says,
وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ.
I wish not in contradiction to you to do that which I forbid you.
198.
Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu reported, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a man will be brought on the day of resurrection and will be cast into hell, and his intestines will pour forth, and he will go round them as a donkey goes round a millstone. The inmates of hell will gather round him and say, what has happened to you, O so-and-so? Were you not enjoining us to do good and forbidding us to do evil? He will reply, I was enjoining you to do good, but was not doing it myself. And I was forbidding you to do evil, but was doing it myself. Collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim.
Commentary. This hadith serves a stern warning for such ulama, preachers, and reformers of the ummah whose own conduct is contrary to the sermons they give from the pulpit.